Yeah, one of the amazing properties of Kangen water is its antioxidant properties. And I know in the news today, we're all hearing about antioxidants and what they do. So we won't really spend a lot of time talking about that specifically and what they do in the body, but we all know they're important. One of the things that I know about Kangen water is it has somewhere between 3 to 8 times more antioxidants than does green tea, which is very, very well documented and very much talked about in the news. Wade, why don't you talk to us a little bit more about antioxidants for the athlete and why they're important and from your perspective, how they work and so on.
Sure. If I can try and simplify it, when we do exercise or when the cell does kind of energy performance, there is what's called a free radical or a positively charged ion inside the body. And that ion goes off and does damage inside the system. And what we want to do is we want to reduce the amount of damage that's happening to the cell in this or within the system by getting these antioxidants in there. Now, if you go out into the supermarket today or out into the marketplace or onto the internet, you're going to hear all this stuff about antioxidants. My antioxidant is better than your antioxidant. My juice is better than your juice. My berry's better than your berry. You know, it's kind of like sandbox mentality, right? Who's got the biggest and baddest dad is going to beat you up at the sandbox. And I really feel really bad for, you know, and the average person or the average athlete trying to figure out, well, which one's best for me? Because everybody says there's the best. And the truth be said, this is a field that I don't think is understood by very many people, myself included. I'm going to include myself into it because I'm still studying this and I still see conflicting information about what kind of antioxidants that I need in my body. What I can say with certainty is this. You do need antioxidants in order to improve your recovery, improve your performance, improve your health. You do need them. How you get them into the body and the quality of them is important. Now, what I have found about this water that differentiates it from every other antioxidant I've ever looked at is that it's electrical based, not chemical based. And what do I mean by that? Well, if I eat, say, blueberries, let's say, or, you know, that has high antioxidants, or I drink this special juice that has antioxidants, we know that it has these particular minerals and charges or whatever it happens to be, and that helps my body. But what has to happen is when I digest that, that's turned into an ash. That ash, it creates what they call a buffer. That buffer goes into the system and takes these antioxidants. That's the process. So it's a long chain process. So in other words, it's like if I'm going to the downtown or if I'm going from Los Angeles to New York, I'm going to take a bus across the city. That's the typical antioxidant or chemical route. With Kangen water, it's electrical based. In other words, because of the electrolysis process, because of the metals that is used inside the machine to create this, we actually split and create 2 free electrons. This is electrical. It's not a chemical. It does not need to be digested. It does not need to go through the regular routes, the highways or the byways that that bus would take going from LA to New York. It goes instantly, just like it was a transporter. It's just like we got into the Star Trek program and we beamed those electrons directly to where they need to get the job done and they take care of the job. So consider that. Imagine the benefits to society if you could go from LA to New York with the snap of your fingers. Well, essentially what we're doing here is we're taking the antioxidants that this water produces and putting them directly into the cell with absolutely no metabolism cost. In other words, no energy cost to metabolism, no energy to break them down, and no time lag. And so by doing this, we can radically alter the effect that we get. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the benefit, the effect, the result that antioxidants produce. Because, you know, who cares if I got antioxidants in my body? I want to know what's the benefit. Am I bigger? Am I faster? Am I stronger? Do I feel better? Do I feel different? Do I have more energy? And that's what makes this outside of everything else. And who knows what the effects of that's going to be long term, because I believe, I know for myself, it's changed how I look at nutrition. It's changed how I look at performance in the future and what's coming after, because I do believe that we are looking that chemistry is the effect, electricity is the cause. And with this, we're going right to the source.
Wade, I'd have to say it has changed how you look. you're bigger, faster, and stronger.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. It's bigger, faster, stronger. It's produced that result.
Well, I think if we'll simplify that, though, to help the athlete completely understand in simple terms, first of all, what is an antioxidant? It's the opposite of oxidation. We all understand oxidation. We see it in iron or something that might rust. That's an oxidative process. It's a slow process. We see oxidation in fruits and vegetables and things like that we leave out. That's a slow oxidizing process. There are faster oxidizing processes, such as a fire that burns wood. It oxidizes very, very quickly, burning that wood very quickly. Well, what you're talking about weight is very important for people to understand that we are providing. First of all, we're not disputing that chemical antioxidants are needed, will always be needed, and will be an important part of the supplementation process. However, we are in fact providing the best, most rich, electron-rich form of electrical antioxidation that there is out there. To the degrees we need to look at, as Dr. Carpenter said, green tea and freshly squeezed orange juice and some of those juices that are on the marketplace that tout how great those antioxidants are, they might have, green tea probably being the highest, of a minus 100 on this ORP level. And minus, the higher the minus number, the greater the antioxidant oxidation potential of that liquid. So the higher negative number we want. Green tea, orange juice, minus 100. The ionized water, because of the ionization process, Wade, we provide a very rich liquid high in those electrons needed for antioxidation. We get it all the way up anywhere from minus 300 all the way up to a minus 800, and that's measured on my unit in my house and other people's unit across the country that I've been at. I've been in their homes with an ORP meter and put it in there and find that electron count or the antioxidation potential of those waters are significantly higher than anything else. Now, how does that relate to bigger, faster, stronger? The sooner and more effectively that we can reduce that oxidative, that acid-producing process, the faster we can reduce the negative tear-down or breakdown micro-tears in the tissue site, the faster we get recovery with growth. Antioxidants, in my opinion, may be one of the most important aspects of all of it in regards to bigger, faster, stronger.
So, gentlemen, do you think it would be safe to say that if we could just increase the length of production of an athlete's career by 1 year, that it would be a valuable thing?
Well, I mean, just go take a look at some of the contracts these gentlemen and ladies are getting. Absolutely, but it's not only just that too. It's what is the quality of life that they are experiencing when their sport is done? What is and what are they leaving into the world when the cheers go away and the checks start coming in and you got to get up off your sofa or you got to go play Little League with your kids or that sort of thing? What is the quality of life? Because you know what? All the money in the world cannot get back your life. All the money in the world can't get back your health. And as athletes and you know, having been a high performance athlete for many, many years, I know the drive to be your best out supersedes everything else. An athletic mindset is a different mindset than most people. And they're not looking at, you know, the guy going into the Super Bowl final, he's not thinking about, hey, what's it going to be like when I'm grandpa? What's it going to be next week? He's going to be, I've got to get to that end zone now, and I don't care what's in the way to get there, and I'll pay any price. If I got to bust my leg open, I'll do it. If I got to suffer whatever I got to do, I got to get it because I'm objective-oriented. If we can help manage that mindset and enhance that so they can do that and be the healthiest person that they can, I think we're really making a step, because what is the message that we're sending to our kids right now is this: it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter what price you pay, and it doesn't matter what you take, long as you only admit it sometime after your career is over. And that model just doesn't sit well for me, and it doesn't, I don't think it sits well to anybody out there, and it's time that we stop sweeping it under the rug and start dealing with it as it is.
And I'd like to add to that as well, Wade. I truly believe in my heart of hearts. I mean, over 16 years, due to the teams and athletes that I've worked with, I, much like you and Dr. Carpenter, I've had every product sent to me, every newfound nutrient, every new miracle, everything. And in the 16 years, I've never allowed my name to be associated with any other product or company other than those that I was part of. I never did endorse another product simply for money reasons. And it is an absolute blessing in my life. And I can say it with confidence that I believe we have something here that we are truly able to provide the professional, the elite, the college, the high school, the little league ball player, and every individual in between with the opportunity to get results equal to what those people are getting with some of the illegal substances out there. We can do it legally, we can do it healthfully, we can do it honestly and ethically, and we can do it in a way that truly, truly changes the way that the playing field of sports is looking right now today. And that is such an amazing blessing, and I'm truly proud to be able to be part of that with you guys here.